we're ranking the top 10 best 80s action stars. Welcome to another episode of Talk Talk Punch. Thank you so much to both our audio podcast and our YouTube viewers for joining us, podcast audio podcast listeners. Not just the podcast. We do the podcast. We're thanking. I am Brody, joined by Tudong Dylan.
Hey.
And the James Bond of this MI6, Charlie Hickman. Hey.
Too kind, sir. Too kind. Good to see you.
If you like what you hear and you want, for some reason, more of us, we do have a Patreon where you can get exclusive content about topics you won't see on this main channel. For example, we just recorded one where we talked about Dylan and I seeing Last Voyage of the Demeter. Charlie hasn't seen it. Charlie didn't even exist it, but Dylan and I watched it. So we talked a little bit about that.
Movies.
So if you're interested, check out the Patreon. There's details in the information down below. And if you haven't already, we'd love it if you subscribed and hit that notification bell so you can come back here every Wednesday to hang out, have some fun, because we like the 80s. We like those 80s action movies. We like those 80s action stars. We said, you know what? Let's rank them. So went through, we gathered some. I think we came up with a pretty good list. It's going to be difficult to rate, I think. Yes. All right. Let's go ahead. Jump on over. That's not. Hold on.
Now, there's going to be some names missing here, some big names that you might expect to be there, but. Part of that is because we wanted to have actors that were in more than one 80s action film. There are a few big name actors that we'll talk about that just missed the cut because they only did like one.
Yeah, when we showed Dylan this, he said, how did you not have Bruce Willis? And then we said, he really had only done Die Hard. Bruce Willis, famous for action. And if we were doing an all-time list, probably be way up there. But hadn't done action. He was still doing too many moonlightings.
Hey, that was all action, baby.
That's true.
Yeah, Steven Seagal, only one 80s movie. That surprised me.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Out of 90s. Tom Cruise really just has the one, just Top Gun, unless you count Rain Man.
Wesley Snipes wasn't in, like, anything.
Yeah. He was in the Michael Jackson video Bad, but...
Yeah.
There was some action. Just saying. Yeah.
So if you haven't been here for one of our rankings before, we're just going to list these 10 guys. I'll go ahead and read them out for our audio listeners, and then we'll take them, we'll shuffle them all out. They come out one at a time, rank them. Just because they fall into one place, they're locked there, they'll probably move around. So what we have for our list this week, we have Arnold Schwarzenegger, Eddie Murphy, Mel Gibson, Sylvester Stallone, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Kurt Russell, Harrison Ford, Clint Eastwood, Dolph Lundgren, and Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead. Shuffle. Here we go. That easy. Drop the file.
Wow. All right. We're starting right in the fire.
Whew. Okay. Starting off big with Sylvester Stallone. Where does Sylvester Stallone fall from?
I cannot wait to argue with you guys about the top two, but I got to say top two for sure. So
Yeah.
Number Definitely two.
Top. What?
Number two.
Are we starting the argument already? Why don't we just put them in one of those places and then we'll argue about it when the time comes.
Okay, let's put them at two.
We'll see.
Kurt Russell is next. Now, some great movies. Escape from New York. Big Trouble in Little China. The Thing. Would you count The Thing, or would you count that more as like a horror?
That's a horror. That's a have horror. You seen that, bro? That's a
spoof. Well, yes, I've that's seen it. But there's action. There's action parts of
it. You mean when like he throws the dynamite, or when somebody pulls the trigger of a gun, or
he had to fly a helicopter.
That's an action scene. He had to fly a helicopter. Oh, Brode.
I'm going to say.
He doesn't really do much in Big Trouble in Little China, which is why he's so iconic in it. Because he literally, I think he kills one person on accident.
He catches the knife. He catches the knife and throws it.
And Kurt Russell, by the way, has one of the distinctions of being in a movie with two different people that will appear on this list. One of them is the man that's already on the screen there with the 1989 classic, Tango.
Tango.
Cash.
Cash.
Cash and Tango. Everywhere I look, it's Tango and Cash.
Also, Kurt Russell.
Tequila Sunrise.
Kurt Russell is just really cool. He is so cool. I mean, I put Snake Plissken up here as the picture that we're using. Snake Plissken is so cool. Yes, we were talking that maybe the movie's a little slow, but the character. I'm going to say number three.
The whole time he's like, call me Snake. And at the very end, he's like, call me Plissken. Change your mind.
So I'm going to throw out number three.
You're going to throw him where?
Three.
Three?
Yeah. Three?
I am shocked that I'm letting you put him above six.
Oh, shocked. What? No.
Charlie, where would you put him?
He's Charlie's number one. It's
would not be
he
in
was my
top.
Number one because of the eye patch. Also overboard nonstop action. That's with true. Him and Goldie Hawn. I probably maybe like start him at that five range just to see what happened.
Dylan, do you not like Kurt Russell? Why is he so low for you?
I think Kurt Russell is great. I just wouldn't put him in my top five.
I'm not saying that he would stay at three. He would probably get bumped down some.
There is no way I would have put him at three. I'm shocked that I'm not arguing to make him six. Only six. I think he's really good. Don't think, when I think action star, I just do not think Kurt Russell. It's not because he can't do it. It's just that in the 80s, he didn't do it a lot.
Action movies? Next up, we'll see. We'll see where he finds. All right, Clint Eastwood.
Now he should be top five. He had a whole bunch of action movies in the 80s.
Sudden Impact. Sudden Impact.
Right? Sudden Impact, yep.
They had the Dirty Harry. Not all, like the later Dirty Harrys. Because those
Deadpool was there. Not to be confused with Marvel's Deadpool. But...
You know, that's actually where Marvel's Deadpool got the name.
Didn't you do the Outlaw Josie Wales in the 80s? Yeah.
Pale Rider.
Pale Rider. Was 80s.
Tightrope.
He's done a lot. Now, see, he could be top three. I'd put him at three.
I'd put him at six.
Why? He's done at least twice as many action movies as Kurt Russell has ever done in his life.
He's not as cool as Kurt Russell.
He's not as cool. He's given people his glare, and people have dropped dead from it, bro. Kurt Russell has done that, and then people have started to laugh. It's a comedy.
Snake Plissken? Are you kidding me?
Snake Plissken versus Dirty Harry is no comparison right there.
Yeah, Plissken would wipe the floor with
versus it. Dirty Harry would have shot his other eyeball out, killing him completely. He'd have no eyeballs left.
Is there okay? So Dylan, I think you're the biggest Clint fan in the pod here. I'm having trouble remembering my Dirty Harry. Is there a characteristic about him that stands out other than like he's kind of a grumpy, I don't play by the rules.
Go ahead.
Kind of one man army cop who likes to shoot his gun, or is there more to him than that, or is he kind of like a generic?
Definitely. He, for some reason, he always breaks the rules, even though the rules don't, I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense of the rules. He's like, I see a man, you know, running after a woman and with a bloody knife, I shoot the man. I'm like, that seems fair to me. I'm like, why would anybody question that? All the time, they're like, Harry, you're at Callahan, you're not playing by the rules. He's like, they're these criminals. I killed them. He literally has zero problem torturing and killing the bad guys, even though he's a cop. And then he throws his badge away, only to come back in the next Dirty Harry movie completely as if he never threw that badge away at all. It came back to him like a boomerang. It was beautiful. That's how much, that's it right there. He has boomerang badge. And somehow in the second one, he started like sleeping around, even though for some reason, like I think a criminal killed his wife.
I think there's a movie there, Boomerang Badge, like a new Paul Hogan Australian cop film. Welcome to Boomerang Badge. How come we don't have Paul Hogan on this list? Ooh.
Yeah.
Dundee, I don't know.
That's not a knife.
Well, Dundee, you can't get, he kills a crocodile. Nobody does that, bro. Nobody on this list has killed a crocodile, except maybe Schwarzenegger in Eraser.
All right, where are we putting Clint Eastwood?
This is tough for me. I think the characters that Kurt Russell has are more iconic. In the year 2024, Snake Plissken, Jack Burton, I mean, those are like really, you know, iconic characters. And then Dirty Harry's like kind of like just feels like that's been parodied so much at this point that it doesn't feel very like unique anymore. But also, oh, yeah, volume wise, you got to give it to Clint. Did a lot of things. Outlaw Josie Wales, what year are you seeing that in? Because I don't think that was in the 80s.
No, not.
76.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, we're just counting 80s.
But he was like in Heartbreak Ridge and, you know, Pale Rider. Sudden, you know, the Deadpool with a young Jim Carrey playing an Axl Rose type rock and roll singer.
He still was over the top. He couldn't give one line. Straight the whole time he's like, I'm ODing or something. I don't know.
All right, where are we putting Clint Eastwood? Where are we putting him? Spend enough time talking about
it. All right.
Go on.
Charlie, I said six. Ahead, Dylan said three.
Then let's put him four or five then, and we'll call it a balance.
Put him at four.
I mean, you're sweet, Brody, pretending like Dylan and I have any control here because you're the only one who can actually put things in
place. It's true. If I want to hijack, I can. But I'm a team player. Unlike Dirty Harry.
Oh, man.
All right. Harry, next up, Harrison Ford. Oh,
this is hard.
So we have Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. We have Indiana Jones. Raiders and Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom.
We have Witness.
Wait a minute. The third one was in 89, right?
Yeah, which is still
the 80s. Oh, it was. All three of them were 80s. Yeah.
Yeah, all three 80s.
For some reason I was thinking that was.
It's in Mosquito Coast, which, you know, like a little jungle thriller type thing, or. Was it jungle? Yeah, jungle, right? Yeah.
I mean,
that's not Blade Runner. Did we talk about Blade Runner? Is that an action movie?
Blade Runner.
Is there a lot of action in that? Because I would more classify that as a drama. And have you tried watching that recently?
I have, actually. I enjoyed it.
It's officially classified. I know we all love going to IMDb for our official classifications, but as an action drama sci-fi.
Action first.
Or whatever that's worth. But I mean, like, you talk about iconic characters. I mean, two Han Solo movies and three Indiana Jones movies. I don't know, man. Maybe we need to rethink our top two here.
I was actually just thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh, man, would he be over Sylvester Stallone? I mean, I know that Sylvester Stallone, like, has the action movie, like, the big guns, bow and arrows with Rambo. He has Rockies in there. This one's really tough.
Do we ding Harrison Ford? Do we ding him because all of his, like literally all of his action movies in the 80s are like subgenres of a larger genre, like the adventure genre, the sci-fi genre, the
sport
drama.
Do we just drop him at three for right?
Let's drop it.
Okay, you know what? Let me ask you a question. If I said, what are your favorite action movies of all time, would you think Star Wars?
No.
No. That's like sci-fi adventure.
Do you think Indiana Jones? Like, does that come to, like, if I say, what are your top three action movies of all time, are you thinking Indiana Jones, or does that feel like a different category?
That feels, that's an adventure. And you like the action and adventure are really close, but to me, they seem more action. But he's doing action set pieces. He's fighting, he's shooting, he's jumping and swinging, whipping. And whipping.
Occasionally he shoots a guy that's got like a sword or something.
But then you think about like
he put like a dude's Stallone. Head in a freaking propeller, man.
A big guy too.
But then Stallone with Rambo, and especially like the sequels, and then Cobra and
Cobra. Yeah. Yes.
Like
I'm comfortable. Maybe three. That's feels good. Does that feel good to you, Dylan?
Yeah, it feels fine.
All I know is that if Sylvester Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger had come face to face with Hitler in Indiana Jones: The Last Crusade, they would have squished him instead of having him sign a book. Indiana Jones could change the world, and he's like, "Here's my book."
All right, next we have Dolph Lundgren, He-Man himself, and the Punisher. Remember, he did the Punisher.
He did do the Punisher.
He did do.
And you know, Rocky IV, obviously, and
Universal Soldier.
A View to a Kill. He was in that. That's right.
You know, big fans of Red Scorpion, right? Both you guys? Red Scorpion?
I've seen that.
Seen that one?
I think I have.
Have you seen that one, Charlie? Mm-hmm. Red Scorpion?
Come on. Everyone's seen Red Scorpion.
Good point.
So I think that Dolph...
You hadn't thought about it like that, had you?
I think that Dolph definitely feels like an action star. But he kind of fits into that area where, like, he had the big muscles, he doing big action fights and things like that. This is a hard list. This is harder than I thought it would. Like, we've filled up the top five. Now we have to like start shifting things down or start filling out the bottom. I don't know. Where do we put Dolph? Tudong, where do you put Dolph?
Wow, he maximum potential Red Scorpion, RPG2 Punisher, and that's it. I do not. I mean, I put him pretty low. I put him like maybe 8 or 9.
Seven or eight. Sure. He feels like an action movie, but like.
Yeah, it's true.
Not as iconic.
'80s thing. It's not looking good. I mean, he's got Rocky. Yeah, he was in A View to a Kill. He was He-Man, and that's kind of it. Punisher. That's definitely it, because he did that in '89 also. So his list of, I'm not saying that of all time, but I mean, in the 80s, it's a little bit sparse and they are not exactly. I mean, he's certainly starting one, two, maybe.
Is this your favorite film Punisher, though?
No, no way. No. Film Punisher?
Film?
Movie? Not TV show, because I'm saying movie. Is it this? No. Is it the Thomas Jane, or is it the one that came after Thomas Jane? I mean, this is a low. We're talking a low bar here, Punisher.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No, he's probably like my least favorite.
What least favorite? Okay, well, that's a whole other podcast. We'll have to have an argument about that. Well, if you hate his Punisher, then there really is nothing really to keep him anywhere other than maybe like 8 or 9. So let's drop him there and then be done with
depending
that.
On it.
He never even wore the skull. And that was so. I remember watching that as a kid. Like, was that the same? Is it the same like Marvel? Like, I wasn't even sure.
I thought that too, actually. You put him at 8, unbelievable.
We can move. All right, next we have Chuck Norris, the legendary.
Chuck Norris. Before he was a meme, he was an action star.
Missing in Action. Delta Force.
That is a movie.
I think the Delta Force.
Those? Both of those.
Delta Force was.
Right? Yeah. Delta Force. The first one was.
Code of Silence. Invasion USA. Now, okay.
I did not see a lot of these.
Okay, so his Chuck Norris's movies, I don't think were like the great iconic action. Chuck Norris is awesome, but the movies, I remember I watched like Delta Force. They weren't great, even as a kid.
You didn't like Lone Wolf McQuaid or Missing in Action?
I think I saw Missing in Action.
You what?
I think I saw Missing in Action. And I saw Delta.
You didn't see The Octagon? They did it in 1980? Or An Eye for an Eye? No. Silent Rage. Yeah. Because
if we're just talking quantity, Chucky's up on the top, but if we're talking quality, he might be my number 10. So
number 10.
Oof. Well, there's not a single one of those movies that I ever care to watch ever again. And
you watch any of them ever?
I think as a kid I saw some of like the Delta Force or the Missing in Actions. I've definitely seen him on screen at some point, but I also get those movies confused, like, was it like the American Ninja Warrior or whatever? Not the reality show, but the action movies.
I only remember one part. Are they ninja? Missing in Action, and that's when they strap him up and his hands are like tied and they lift it so that he's standing barely on his toes. And if he lowers down, if he falls down, like a shotgun goes off and there's like a kid there and they hold him up there for like hours. Like they even go up to try and push him down, and like he headbutts the guy and he's like, ah. And then finally like they like hit him a couple of times and finally he's just like, oh. And the kid's like, no. And he's like, oh, what? He comes back up. Turns out, I guess the gun wasn't loaded. So he did all that for nothing.
All right. I'm going to drop Chuck at number 9.
Wow.
All right.
Very nice.
It may move. We'll see. I want to give him a chance. It is Chuck Norris. It's like, oh, Chuck Norris. I hate to drop him at 10. Chuck. When there's nobody at 9 to just be like, yeah, your number.
little Chucky Norris.
Let's give him a chance. All right. Next we have Eddie Murphy.
He had an 80s career. 48 Hours obviously was his big breakthrough role. Beverly Hills Cop. We get The Golden Child. We get Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Golden Child. That was great. He's got to be 6, if nothing else. If
Harlem Nights, which was fun. You could call that an action film.
Was that 90? I thought that was 90.
Yeah, 89. Yeah.
89.
Squeaking in there.
He had Unrated. A huge fist fight with Della Reese, and anybody who does that's got to be an action person.
Hey, Trading Places, there was some good action in that. They're on a train. There's a freaking gorilla scene in that. And he only got the Beverly Hills Cop role because Sylvester Stallone got his hands in the script and was like, all right, I'm going to make this into a very serious movie. And then they're like, but it's supposed to be a comedy. And he's like, then I don't want to do it. and then it ended up with Eddie Murphy. So.
I don't want to do it. I like that. That's
I don't want to do it then. I'll just wait to do Don't Stop at My Mama's Shoot in the 90s. Forget about it.
Alone.
So,
what do you guys think? 6?
For He's me, six. I'm thinking 6.
Some could say he's done more action than Kurt Russell in the 80s.
But he's not as cool as Kurt Russell.
Axel F. was pretty cool, man.
He's cool.
He's great. Snake he was really good.
And Quick was cool. Oh, yeah, man. Well, Eddie was really... Eddie in the 80s? Eddie in the 80s was like the epitome of cool.
True.
But I mean, that doesn't mean that... But we're talking movies, not necessarily... Like, we can make a list of cool sure. another time. But,
So, what are we saying? 6?
6, if not 5.
Or 4, even. I gotta admit, I got a little bit of like a. I'll try not to let it influence the list too much, but I got a little bit of like anti Clint Eastwood bias working on my.
From what?
I don't know. He kind of bugs me a little bit. what? Why is he so grumpy? Why is he? He looks so grumpy in every picture of him. Why is he? What's he got to be so angry about all the time?
Harrison Ford is so much more grumpy. He's always
so much prettier if he smiled. Harrison Ford is grumpy like with a wink and a smile. Like he's like, hey, I'm Harrison Ford, and everything's kind of crappy. And Clint's like, hey,
What, you want me to come outside and, wait, there's sunshine or birds? I'm going to shoot them all in the face. Why are you chirping at me, birds? I'm very unhappy. Come on, life's hard for me. I make a lot of money. I'm a very powerful man. Come on, I'm grumpy all the time.
Yeah, he's like one of the, like this is what happens like if one of the balcony Muppets gets a gun and gets to go into movies. I'm gonna shoot them all. Anyway, sorry for all the Clint fans that are watching.
Sorry to Clint.
Come on,
himself.
Eddie Murphy's so great. He's so cool.
True, he should be number five, bro.
And move Kurt up to four.
Poor Brody. All he wants is Kurt Russell top five. All right, just put Arnold Schwarzenegger number one. Okay. So we can argue about this in a minute.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't want this to turn into the Tom list where we spent 20 minutes talking about Thomas Hayden Church versus Thomas Jane. we gotta argue the big boys here.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh no,
number one.
We got a wrench in the works here.
What
are we putting
Jean-Claude Van Damme. We got Kickboxer. We got Bloodsport. We got Cyborg.
And that's about it. That's really it.
Those are all more than what Dolph has done. Not only that, but he was, I know it's not in the 80s, but he was also in Universal Soldier as the star, and he kills Dolph Lundgren in it. Pushes him down. He loses. Somehow.
Yeah, I think I put Jean-Claude above Dolph, because I think if you're saying that Dolph's most iconic role is a role in a movie where he's not even the star, Rocky IV, like Von Drago is a very memorable character, but he's not the main guy. Like Bloodsport, man, that's a good movie. That's got legs. Kumite. I'm thinking about showing that to the kids soon.
And then there's Kickboxer.
But they liked Pokemon when they were younger, and then they got into Beyblades, and it's all very tournament based, like anime like stuff, where they're battling and stuff. So I thought, why not I might have to edit some scenes here, but why not do a little blood sport at some point?
It is rated R.
Tournament action.
Go on, Man to the Dragon first. That's the mother of all martial art movies with tournaments in it. Even though it doesn't whole thing. But have you ever seen Enter the Dragon?
Yes, I own it.
Really?
Yes.
If you can't pull it out and produce it in the next two seconds, I don't believe you.
I can't.
All right. Yeah. Fire. All right. I vote Jean-Claude. I vote him seven. What do you guys think?
Seven. Second it.
I was thinking.
You aren't a believer.
I was thinking higher.
He only did three movies. And we true. Watched, and let's be fair, we watched Kickboxer. Links below. That is not a good movie.
No. How did it get so many views?
I would think it was fine at the time when I watched it, but man, that was a tough rewatch.
Yeah,
we watched. I'll put a link up top. Mark it.
I mean, if we're saying his third movie is Cyborg, where a martial artist hunts a killer in a plague-infested urban dump of the future, and none of us have even seen it, then that's probably not like this is my top three. If we're including the 90s, then obviously he jumps pretty high up on this list. But
that's true.
He made a lot of good movies in the early
90s, stuff like that,
like Lionheart, Death Warrant, Double Impact, Universal. Like from 90 to 92, he pops off like five in a row that are like.
Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
All right. And last up, we have Mel Gibson. So Mel Gibson was doing.
Really should be at number five, bro. Really? I said, who should really be at number five? Yeah.
Yeah, he should probably be in the top.
Because of the river or.
The Mad Max?
Mad Max,
Road Warrior, Thunderdome.
Yeah, so he gets the two Mad Max movies and two Lethal Weapons and one Tequila Sunrise.
Nice.
With the aforementioned Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some movies that I haven't seen. Like, I don't recognize The Bounty. Do you guys know that?
Yeah, that's when he was historical drama Christian with Anthony Hopkins, Sir Anthony Hopkins.
What about the year of living dangerously?
With Sigourney Weaver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Political turmoil and unrest.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he wasn't good at that. Was he still doing like trying to do the American accent with the Australian accent, like bleeding through all the time? That was fun. And like Lethal Weapon.
Love it in Lethal Weapon 2 when he's talking to the wife about how his daughter get, or his wife gets killed. He's talking to Murtaugh's wife, talking about that, and he's all like, oh, I guess I just was going to go home alone right over here. And I'm like, oh, wow. Mel, what take were you doing, man?
And that was the best take because they used it. I mean, like, how many times? I wonder if they tried to coach him up on that. A little less Australian. They could just let him be Australian. Let him be Australian.
You were born in New York, sir. You were there until you were six. Do a New York accent, even though you're from California in this.
He should have done the whole Lethal Weapon. Hey, it's me, Murtaugh Riggs over here. Forget about it. I'm pretty sad over here. I live by myself at the beach. Oh, forget about it.
Beach. All
right. We putting him four, bro. Does that? I see you've parted the seas for him.
Well, this is my thought, but I'm not dropping him there yet. You know, we can have some discussion over this. I'm thinking four.
Okay. I could almost see him as three, but if you want to put him as four, that makes sense. Okay.
Well,
I'm good. I'm good with three or four.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like Harrison at three, though.
I kind of like Harrison. Just because of the picture. He's got, you know, his movies kind of branch a lot of different things, but he still did a lot of action. A lot of action.
True.
Yeah. Should we move Eddie Murphy to six and Kurt Russell down to seven?
Yeah.
What?
Didn't he do more action movies than Kurt in the 80s?
Definitely.
It kind of seemed like he did.
I don't agree.
I feel like every time.
Don't agree.
You don't agree. You can't argue with the quantity. I mean,
maybe Van Damme did more action than Kurt as well. Maybe
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
I still think should be number.
All right. Well, you then put him at five. Just take some initiative here, bro.
I team player. This is the talk punch rankings, not the Brody rankings. Want the Brody rankings? Go to Instagram.
I do want the Brody rankings.
Instagram. You want the two right, go. Rankings? You go to Instagram.
Dylan, that means you need to post the.
Hey, look, 3 to 10, whatever. If you guys are happy, I'm happy. But we got to talk about Arnold versus Sly because I think there's an argument to be made here. So. This is how it ended up. Is this how you guys both have it in your personal rankings?
Yes. To me, yeah. Arnold goes above Sylvester. Arnold is the 80s action star. Like, just like he owned the 80s action. Predator, Terminator, like Conan the Barbarian, like
Conan the Destroyer. Conan the Destroyer was good. Good thing. He was good in it. A lot of action. Swords. Come on, bro. Swords.
He's great in everything. Commando? Oh, Commando? Come on. Like, Commando, like, Commando right, so, is like the 80s action movie. Right? Like, it's just...
All right, so what's Schwarzenegger's best? So, best Schwarzenegger 80s action film? Predator?
Predator.
Okay, what's better? Dylan. You answer this, not Brody. Predator or Rocky IV?
Okay, now, which gets you more pumped up or which is technically a better actual movie or actually has
better,
more
action? Better actual movie?
I'd have to go with Predator. I mean, like Rocky better IV, movie? A lot of montages.
But it Rocky has... 3 or Rocky 4? Rank do you rank 3 above 4?
We aren't having really this conversation right now. We're not ranking the Rockies.
Oh, that's tough.
That's a whole. That's a whole episode.
Like three over four, but I mean four is really iconic. But I mean, like,
stop. That's giving away content. That's a whole episode. Huh? Stop it. Stop it.
Sorry.
That's a whole episode that we could do. Don't give it away.
We get Rocky and Rambo in the 80s. Rocky and Rambo. And then he just, for fun, throws in the greatest one-liner of all time in the movie Cobra, where the guy's threatening to blow up a grocery store. Sylvester Stallone's got a toothpick in his mouth, his, like, mirrored sunglasses, and he says, "Go ahead. I don't shop here." Classic. Arnold wishes on his best day he could deliver a line so good. "Y'all do split." No. Go ahead. I don't shop here.
No, Arnold had, "If it bleeds, we can kill it." Come on. That is.
And then he doesn't really.
It just is amazing. That one, I'll admit, I haven't seen. I will say this. In Stallone's, he did like a recent copy or something like that, and he concedes that Schwarzenegger is the better action star. Now, it didn't say 80s action star, but he did say action star. I'll be very honest. Like, you could convince me.
He's saying to dig at Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think he's saying, "Oh, better act. I'm the better actor. I'm the better filming." He's like Rocky that won Oscars. Arnold's out here. Man.
He didn't do those. In-
All right. Well,
look, I think I would have Arnold number one too. I didn't want to argue.
Okay. See, I thought so.
All right. Well, and
over the top.
I think Arnold's number one. We had little technical difficulties. You guys were getting a little choppy there. So Arnold's number one because I control the cursor. Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's good to me too.
All right. Well, that's fine. All right. Let's go ahead and wrap this one up then. Charlie, are you able to close us out? Oh, wait, no, I gotta list it. I didn't list the,
sure,
the whole thing.
I thought you were about to list it.
Sorry. Okay, so at number 10, we have Chuck Norris. At number 9, we have Dolph Lundgren. At number 8, we have Jean-Claude Van Damme. At number 7, we have Kurt Russell. I looked at the picture. Just call him Snake.
Whatever his name is. Whole eye patch.
At number 6, we have Eddie Murphy. At number 5, we have Clint Eastwood. At number 4, we have Mel Gibson. At number 3, we have Harrison Ford. At number 2, we have Sylvester Stallone. And at number 1, we have Arnold Schwarzenegger. Honestly, looking at these characters while doing that, some of these characters are like so iconic that I have to like remember the actor's name because I'm looking at the character. I almost did it again with Harrison Ford. I almost said that number 3, Indiana Jones. No, Harrison Ford. So there you go. There is the talk punch. Top 10 80s action stars / hero.
Nice.
Catchy.
All right.
All right. So thank you for joining us. As always, we invite you to let us know your top 10, your favorites, some of your favorites. See,
all right, looks like we're getting a little choppiness from Charlie, so go ahead and click on the links below for some more videos. Click on the subscribe button below so you can come back here every Wednesday. We will see you guys later. Bye.